guys have talked so much about reestablishing a home dominance here in the Mile High City, but nobody ever makes the playoffs without being a decent road team as well, right?
Yeah, but you know, that's always your philosophy, take care of the house. And then, you know, come together and be your own cheerleaders, be everything you need on the road for one another in order to pull out some road wins, because you have to do it at some point.
What makes a good road team?
Focus. You have to look at it as an absolute business trip once you go places. The details of what you're supposed to do on the road have to be in place, especially, you know, turnovers and no turnovers, and defensively not giving up big plays, especially early, to get their crowd in the game.
How do you feel about coming in early?
Sorry. You're going a day early, you think it'd be a good thing to be out there and get focused an extra day early instead of worrying about all the distractions, maybe?
I mean, either way, I'm fine with it. I'm used to doing it both ways. So, you know, obviously I've been around long enough to have done it both ways. And, you know, we're professionals now, you know, so you take care of what you need to take care of and get rid of all those distractions so when game day comes, you can concentrate on the task at hand.
Does the early start time change anything? I mean, Coach mentioned that you guys have kind of run on a body clock. Does that, I mean, have you seen a difference in playing an afternoon game versus a morning game?
No, not for me. I mean, like I said, I've jumped around a whole bunch, you know, like night games to Thursday games to the next, you know, so early games and all that good stuff. So you kind of developed a pattern on how you want to do things to get yourself ready to play on each time schedule. And so I'm pretty good with that.
So what's your sense about this team going on the road? From what you've seen so far of these guys, do you expect good things in terms of the focus you say is so important on the road?
Yeah. Yes. I believe it will. I mean, obviously it's going to be a hostile environment. Team playing very well right now, coming off a big, huge win against the Ravens. You know, as we can pretty sure their confidence is riding high, so we're going to have to go in and make sure that our tempo and the way that we play not just matches up to what they do, but, you know, we're able to, you know, do what we're supposed to do.
Right, things got a little chippy. You mainly come forward with Finnegan, but we have the same thing here.
I mean, you know, things are going to happen in games. That's a part of the game. It's an emotional game, a physical game. But at the end of the day, guys know that, you know, we need everybody the whole game, not half of the game. You know, you can't have guys getting penalties and getting kicked out of games or anything like that. So, you know, that, you know, I believe we'll be fine there.
Brian, you guys did a good job against Johnson last year. Is there a key to stopping a running back in that combo?
Everybody have to be what they're supposed to be, and you can't depend on one guy to bring him down. He's an electric back, and I'm surprised that, you know, he's not getting just because he hasn't gotten the yardage yet this year, he hadn't gotten what he deserves as far as recognition for what the back that he is. But you can't depend on one guy to bring him down. Everybody has to run to the ball, and we have to be assignment sound on who has edge, who has cutback, and we have to stay home.